Deep Talk, New Beginnings.
Now, you may remember in round about March last year, we were lucky enough to speak to South African-born director Liesel Tommy about being picked to bring Trevor Noah's life story to the big screen. And I'm absolutely delighted to have the chance to chat to her again today with news of yet another scoop in her motion picture career, because she has been chosen to take the helm of a biopic which will be entitled Respect. And as you can rightly guess, that is the life story of the late great Aretha Franklin. You may recall Aretha Franklin passed away in August last year at the age of 76. Delighted to have Liesel on the line from the States. I think it's a fairly early good morning to you, Liesel, and lovely to have you back on the show.
Hi there. It's wonderful to be back on the show. Thanks for having me. And yes, it is quite early.
Well, I appreciate you getting up early to chat to us, Liesel. And I have to start once again by saying congratulations on landing yet another job of a lifetime. How did Aretha come to land in your lap? Did you go actively seeking it out, or did the job come to you?
The job actually came to me. My agents and managers in Los Angeles told me that producer wanted to speak to me about it, that they were, you know, there was this film in the works, and I sort of, in shock, took the phone call, and it started off with as a conference call with two producers, and you know, I'm a huge fan of hers, always have been. I started listening to her music when I was a child, and you know, it was one of those things where I was just sort of in shock to be in the conversation. But as we were speaking, I became more and more passionate about what I thought the film should be. And they seemed to respond. And then there was a series of meetings with, you know, various other producers in the studio. And I made a presentation of what I thought the film should be, a visual presentation. And then they hired me.
Congratulations again. I mean, Liesel, talk to us about that vision. What do you think this movie should look like? What sort of approach to Aretha's story do you feel you want to take? And I mean, it's in some ways a huge risk to take somebody who is such an iconic figure after her passing and try and do justice to that life and that voice on screen. It's a huge responsibility, isn't it?
Yes, thank you for reminding me.
No pressure.
No, I mean, absolutely. But I mean, I think that we are in the, you know, there's an enormous amount of research that has to happen, you know, before you put pen to paper, as it were. And, you know, for me, the responsibility is about making sure that you are coming from the most informed position as possible. So there's so many people that you want to speak to, you know, and find out what was she like? How did she speak in her day to day? You know, what were the things that made her angry? What were the things that, you know, that made her laugh? These are, you know, that you can do a ton of research. There's so many books, you know, written and articles and so on, but you have to dig beneath that to really understand who the woman was, you know, because she was making music in a very volatile time in American history. You know, it was during the civil rights movement that she was raised, and then it was during, you know, the black power movement that she kind of came into her own. So there's a complex American landscape, you know, that's in the background. And then she herself was a child musical genius. You know, everybody says that when she was 5 years old is when her kind of gifts manifested. And so, you know, all of this is really, to me, so rich. And so it's really the balance of, like, what period of her life are you going to look at? What is the period where you feel like the most change happened, where she was, you know, most challenged? And these are the questions that, you know, that we're asking ourselves right now.
Liesel, you're asking them with an incredible team supporting you. You've already mentioned the producers, I think it was Scott Bernstein and Harvey Mason Jr., who contacted you. You've also got an incredibly talented writer on board, I believe, who's been tapped to write the screenplay for the movie, Callie Curry. And if that name's not familiar to listeners, it should be, because she wrote Thelma and Louise and is the creator of Nashville. Is she confirmed absolutely for this project?
100%. She and I, you know, we are in constant contact about the research that we're doing and the way the script is developing. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, Liesel, somebody's already asked the million-dollar question. To play Aretha on screen is going to take a unique combination of talents, not just acting talent, but obviously vocal talent. Have you got your star already confirmed for the piece?
Well, you know, Miss Jennifer Hudson is confirmed, and she was Aretha Franklin's actual pick to play her when she was alive. And so, you know, we are moving forward with very much with Jennifer as the center of the film.
That's amazing. So Aretha Franklin actually articulated that during her lifetime, that if somebody was to play her,
absolutely,
she would want Jennifer. I mean, what an awesome responsibility for her. But I mean, you can't think of an actress better suited to the role, can you?
No, I mean, the thing is that, you know, Jennifer has all of the vocal range that is needed to play Aretha. And we, you know, we are going to have her singing live. This is not a lip sync movie. Because the, you know, at the heart of it is just someone who can open up her mouth and, you know, is touched by God. That was her gift. And I believe that, you know, Jennifer has that same thing. So, you know, coming every single choice she made, music was at the center of it. And Jennifer has that same intensity and that same point of view. So for me, it's a perfect choice.
What about the supporting roles? Have you cast the rest of the film yet?
We cannot speak about that at this time, but it's going to be a pretty thrilling group of actors that you ultimately see on that screen, because you know the roles of Aretha's family, some of the artists, you know, that were around her. All of, you know, this is just, you know, rich talent is required in terms of singing ability and acting ability.
Okay, now a lot of people are asking me questions about the Trevor Noah movie. We'll get to those in just a moment, I promise, but I want to just first wrap up the conversation around Respect, the Aretha Franklin biopic. Let's talk about your shooting schedule and locations. Liesl, is all of that fixed out already? When do you actually go into production with this film, and where will it be shot?
That stuff I can't really talk about yet, because there's a lot of security stuff to finalize. Mm-hmm. But you know, it will be we will try to make it as authentic as possible in terms of period, in terms of the sort of urban locations that are central to her life.
Okay, fair enough. All right, let me satisfy those who are chomping at the bit for news on Born a Crime, the Trevor Noah project. We did hear last year that Lupita Nyong'o had been picked to star in the film. What sort of progress to getting that story made and onto the big screen?
Well, we have found a brilliant writer who is working on the screenplay as we speak. Unfortunately, I can't say the name of the writer because it hasn't been officially released, but okay. I will say that I thought really strongly that it should be a South African writer, and it is indeed a South African writer. It was a very comprehensive search.
That is amazing.
With many, many, many people. With many, many, many people, some, you know, very big American kind of award-winning screenwriters in the mix. But, you know, I did feel really strongly that my hope is that it would would be a woman, and that it would be a South African woman. And in the end, that's exactly what happened. So I feel, and so does Trevor, and so does Lupita, that we found just the most wonderful person who's going to delve into the relationship between Patricia and Trevor. And so we're really excited about how it's developing.
I can't wait to hear once you're able to confirm. I hope you'll let us know, Liesl. We've got a voice note that's come in from one of our listeners with a question for you, I think, about Born a Crime. Let's take a listen.
Hi, Pippa. This is a question for your guest. I'm very intrigued to know, it's actually referring to the Trevor Noah movie, if a South African cast has been cast for the Trevor Noah film. Please could you clarify this, or has an international cast been chosen? Thank you.
Okay, Liesl, I'm not sure how clearly you could hear that. The question was, okay, a South African writer, that's good news. Is there a South African cast attached to Born a Crime at this point?
There will be a very big percentage of the cast will be South African. I can fairly say that to you. We will most likely be shooting in South Africa, and so to me it makes no sense to not use local talent. As much as we possibly can.
How far away are you from shooting?
can't talk about that yet.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying. I know a lot of it's still under wraps. Fair enough. Liesl, interesting question coming in on our WhatsApp line from our listener, Keith, who says, you're going to be doing movies on the life of Trevor Noah and the life of Aretha Franklin. Are there any other big stars you'd like to do a movie about? I know Keith is one who wants to see a film made about David Bowie. I don't know if that's on your list, but is there anybody else whose life story you feel really compelled to tell?
At this time, I feel like taking on Trevor Noah's and Aretha Franklin's stories are pretty hefty stories, and I want to make sure that I'm also doing, you know, some smaller films about, you know, about real people. That's always something that I've been really attracted to. So I've been careful to make sure that that stays balanced, because as you can imagine, once you get an offer like Born a Crime, then you tend to get a lot of offers in the same vein. So like, oh, she can adapt films, or she's going to be really good with stories about children, or stories about violence or what have you. And then you get a lot of offers in that vein. And the same now with Aretha. Once that came out, you know, there's suddenly interest in terms of big name, biopics. But I think as a storyteller, one has to keep the landscape diverse in terms of topics. And so beyond these two films, I'm going to focus more on just real people or on genre films. Those are the two things that I'm really interested in.
That's on film. What about on stage, Liesl? Because I'm mindful of the fact that you have a huge career behind you in stage. You were a 6-time Tony Award nominee for your show Eclipster. You were in the running for Best Director, which made you the first black woman ever to earn such a nomination. Do you still have time in between all these major motion pictures to do any work on stage?
Yes, I do. I have two Broadway musicals in development, which are brand new musicals. Both of them, one is based on a book, which has been turned into a film, and as is the other, two kind of classic American stories. One I can't talk about yet, but the other one is, it's called The Outsiders by S.E. Hinton was the book. It's a young adult novel. And then it was kind of made into a big movie in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And we've been working on that musical for about, a year and a half now, almost 2 years. And in 2020, we'll do a production of it. And then an out-of-town production of it in Chicago, and then we'll bring it to Broadway, hopefully. So, yes, my passion for the theater will never go away.
Exciting times and incredibly busy times. Liesl, somebody asking, when was the last time you had the chance to come back to South Africa?
I was in South Africa in 2016 for Christmas, and I was actually going to come back again this past Christmas, but my work schedule just became, a little too difficult to wrangle. But there was a period where I was trying to come back once a year at least. But the honest truth is, once with these kinds of big projects, your time is not your own. Mm-hmm. But it's very difficult for me if I don't come back, at least once a year. I get really, really homesick. But fortunately, my parents come to the States, so I get to see them at least.
What do you miss the most when you're away from South Africa? Obviously, the pull of family is a huge one, but are there any other places in Cape Town, foods that you love to eat when you're here? What do you really miss when you're not able to come to South Africa for a long time?
Obviously family is a given, but, I miss Table Mountain a lot. I miss it just always feeling that sort of massive physical entity everywhere you look. It's a weird thing to miss, but it's something that, it just is home to me. So that's something that is hard to replicate anywhere else in the world. I definitely miss my mom and all of my aunties cooking. I miss curry. And I miss all the, malva pudding. I miss all of the South African foods that, that you just take for granted when you're there. You miss it a lot because, again, like Table Mountain, you cannot replicate that stuff in anywhere else.
Well, we'll have to make sure you get a good helping of malva pudding when you come back to South Africa, and hopefully we'll get you into studio. I promise we'll serve some up at that point, Liesl. Somebody asking on the SMS line, just curious to know how involved Trevor Noah himself has been in the making of Born a Crime. You're still in early days yet, but is he sort of integrally involved in casting decisions and more?
Yes, he is. He's, you know, he's actually very hands off, but, you know, I feel it's essential to keep, you know, to keep him in the loop. You know, he's very available. If I say to him, Trevor, we need to sit and have a chat about X, he is one of the busiest guys in show business. You know, when he's not doing his show every weekend, he's off doing a, you know, a stand-up show. He's, you know, he's passionate about his work. Mm. And he will always make time. You know, he will always find a time for us to sit and have a chat. And we, you know, and we were in New York recently, the writer, myself and Trevor, and we just, you know, we hung out for a long time in, you know, after he'd done a show, just, you know, talking about every single thing under the sun. You know, and he's just an incredibly generous person, and he's very available. But the other thing I want to say is that he's, you know, he's a not a micromanager. He has brought us on and he really trusts us. And unless we ask him, he lets us do, you know, what we think is the right thing. So it's, in a way, he's a dream collaborator.
Final question, I guess, Liesl, is how you juggle all of this, particularly having two major motion pictures, both of them life stories that you really have to immerse yourself in to get made. How do you manage having two of those going at once?
You know, people have been asking me this from the moment I started working professionally in New York, because I always took on, you know, a million projects at once. I just, you know, I like a lot of stimulation, and I've always, you know, been someone who has many projects. And my friend, Lynn Nottage, who's an amazing playwright, used to say to me, she said, "You work like an immigrant." And which is, you know, this sort of joke about immigrants in America having, you know, 10 jobs at once. Mm. And it's sort of true. I definitely have what they call an immigrant's work ethic. And, you know, you just sort of train your brain to be able to function, you know, in many different ways on many different things. And you figure out how to kind of compartmentalize and at the same time kind of simultaneously generate ideas. It's a weird thing, but, you know, that's just how I've always liked to work.
Well, we're so grateful for it, because we're all chomping at the bit to get a look at both films. Liesl, Tommy, it's wonderful to be able to chat to you this morning. Thank you so much for carving out some space for us in your early morning, because I know it's a crazy, crazy business schedule that you're dealing with. And our very best wishes for both of those projects. And hopefully one day in the not too distant future, we'll be able to say welcome to Cape Town, welcome to the Cape Talk studios, and have a conversation in person about making the Trevor Noah film in South Africa. In the meantime, take care. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Pippa. Always a pleasure.
Liesl Tommy, the director of both the forthcoming Trevor Noah biopic Born a Crime and the story of the late great Aretha Franklin. The movie is to be entitled Respect. So still early days on both projects. Great to hear that some major casting decisions have already been made. A reminder that Lupita Nyong'o is tipped to star in Born a Crime, playing Trevor Noah's mother, Patricia. Jennifer Hudson confirmed already to play the role of Aretha Franklin. Interesting to hear that news, that she was in fact Aretha Franklin's own personal choice.